Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 30th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Keith Stubbe.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the ongoing voter registration exercise.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voindebele.com and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and we want to welcome all our radio to TV viewers across the world. And once again, thanks. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the biometric voter registration exercise.
ZEC Chairperson Rita Makarau says 1.2 million people were registered during the first phase of the PVR exercise, which ended on October 26th. The second phase of the program got underway yesterday, and ZEC remains confident it will reach its target of registering 7 million Zimbabweans.
The second phase of the exercise, which began yesterday, will run until November 13th, while the third segment will take place between November 16th and December 1. The last leg will run from December 4th to December 19th. The first phase, though, was marred by allegations of violence and intimidation, mostly of opposition supporters by alleged ruling ZANU-PF party supporters.
What are your views about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. So,
onguka hama wadiwa nasi, tila uti tinge chitari za neze churongwa, chechipiri kana uti atingati phase 2, pama phase mana kana uti churongwa, zvina, zvirikuitwa kwa ne ZEC, kuti ione kuti yakurudzira vanhu kuti vaende kunovhota pablitz yekutanga kana kuti phase 1 pane vanhu vakavhota vanosvika miriyoni imwe chete nezviuru mazana maviri 1.2 million. ZEC yanga itarisira kuti pada vangangosvika 1.7 million asi uwandiwo havana kwanisa kuti vahusvike, asi vane chivimbo chekuti vachakwanisa kunyoresa vanhu vanosvika iwo 7 million kunyange hazvo vamwe vari kugununguna kuti mamwe madzi sabhuku vari kuvabhadhasa mari kuti vanyorese maafidavit anenge achidiwa. Pane dambudzikowo rekuti nyaya yeproof of residence inenge iri kupawo kuti vamwe varambidzwe kana kuti vakundikane kuenda kunovhota. Pane nyaya takambotaurawo yevanonzi maaliens vaye vari kunzi vanofanira kutanga vaenda kuhofisi yava mudede kwaregistrar general votora mhiko patsva vonzi vakukwanisa kuvhota kana kuti vave macitizens. Pane zvakawanda wanda zvakazvitinetsei, asi vezeke vari kuti ivo vari kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu kusvika pari zvino.
Ivambe Zulu kandaba ke sokulihlandla lesipili lokubhalisa kugwalo lokuvhota. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke uhlelo lolu luqhutshwa yiZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Sikhuluma nje ke i-biometric voter registration ngokutsho kweZEC ngani iqhubeka ngempanelo. Kodwa kulabanye abathi hayi akuqhutshwa kahle ngale ngoba kulabanye abantu baqhutshwayo kuthiwa abalancwadi eziveza ukuthi bahlala ngaphi. So ke nxa sikhuluma ngehlandla lesipili leli labe sendaweni ezingani zikhethiwe ezithize, kodwa umuntu uyayenelisa ukuthi aqhubeke eloku ayibhalisa kwezinye indawo lapho asebadlula khona. So izekhiye ikubikile khona oku ngeveke phelileyo. Kodwa kusokumqoka yikuthi okwamanje sokule phase 2 yokuthi abantu babhalise kugwalo lokuvota.
I think we have our first guest, that is the director of the Zimbabwe Peace Project, Ms. Justina Mukoko. Ms. Mukoko, good evening.
Good evening, blessings. How are you? Good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much. I'm doing great. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, Ms. Mukoko. So, how's this registration going on?
As the Zimbabwe Peace Project, we are also excited that this program is now getting into its second phase. And we are particularly happy that at the end of the process, we are going to have a new voters' roll. And as you are aware, that the issue of the voters' roll in the past has always been a source of conflict in the country. But as people are going to register under this biometric voter registration, as the Zimbabwe Peace Project, we continue to be concerned about the cases of intimidation that we are noting in a number of places. We are all aware that BVR is a new system that is coming into this country. And being as it is, it's also something that people have taken advantage of to instill fear in other citizens. People have been told all sorts of things that as soon as you sit in front of this equipment, it can actually detect which party you are affiliated to. And people have also been told that because the system captures your biometric information, they've also been told that there is a way of tracking who you have voted for. And at the moment, we are worried about people being asked to give up serial numbers of the slips that they are being given after they have registered to vote.
Have you taken this up with the authorities? Of course, I a few weeks ago did ask the ZEC chairperson, Justice Rita Makarau, about the issues of intimidation and violence, and she said they had indeed received some names, and they had forwarded those names to the relevant authorities, and they were hoping that action will be taken. Have you been communicating with ZEC and other government offices?
We have written a letter to ZEC that has gone unacknowledged. We're actually encouraging them to bring out a statement that is clear in terms of what the BVR kids can do and cannot do, so that these anxieties are allayed among the citizens. Because obviously people are afraid, because from what they are being told, they are basically being told that their vote is not going to be their secret, which is something that is guaranteed by the Constitution. But what is happening at local level is really worrying.
Yes, siyabona ke lapha ke inkosikazi inkosazana ukuthi into ezihluphayo ukuthi abantu nxa befika khona ngale ukuthi bayayibhalisa babuzwa kuthiwa ke wena uhlala ngaphi kumbe kunje kunje. So khonokho ke kubanjwa njani njengoba abantu abaningi kuthiwa bayaxotshwa?
Lolo ludubo olukhulu kakhulu, njalo sokube lokukhuthaza abezethu ukuthi ngabe udaba lolu lo-proof of residence ngabe liyakhitshwa, ngoba abanye sebekuthathe kwaba lithuba lokuthi benze imali. Siyakwazi sonke ukuthi izalane zeZimbabwe okwakhathesi zihlupheka okuganani ukuthi zenelise ukuthola imali. imali sibili yokuthi bathenge ukudla abanayo ngubani ozakhipha imali ukuthi ahambe ayobhalelwa ukuliphetshana azahamba lakho ukuthi ahambe ayobhalisa ukuthi enelise ukuvota yenisisu sakhe singela kudla
ngicela ukufaka
khona ukuthi kusenzakala lokho
ye ngicela ukufaka ngesikhiwa khonokho sibili ngamafitshane mama
I think the biggest problem that we are facing at the moment is the requirement for proof of residence. We really would appreciate if this requirement was removed. Because at the moment, there are people who are extorting money from citizens who do not have money. And most citizens at the moment are struggling to make ends meet. They actually can buy their own food. And we don't expect them to be able to get money so that they can go to someone and seek to have their proof of residence written for them so that they can go and register when they don't have food on their table.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important that we are able to deal with these issues because they are really scuttling the ability of the majority of people who want to be able to go and register.
Mm-hmm. I see. I was going to ask you about the process. Lo baba ke usibakhulule lapha ecinweni. Sibakhulule kunjani baba?
Sina baba.
Yee, kunjani kona ngabe khole?
Hayi khole kuright.
Akutsho sibakhulule uhamba nje nxa uzwe bekhuluma abanye ngodaba lolufiso kule hlandla lesibili lokubhalisa kugwalo lokuvota
nale into yangikhona mna ngibona i-system leyi kayihambi kahle ngoba kuyahamba kumiwe njalo izavalela abantu abasebenza phandle ngoba ngo-December sengathi kuthiwa kuvalwa 19 and the 19 abantu abaningi bayafika ekhaya bazimisele ukuzorejista so bazavaleleka ngaphandle ngoba 5 January they are returning back.
Mm-hmm. So wena ufisa ukuthi ngakwenziwani?
Ayilunganga.
Ufisa ukuthi ngakwenziwani sibakhulule?
To be open ukuthi abantu benelise ukubhala ukubhalisa ukuvota.
Ehhe. So wena ufisa ukuthi ngabavula kwezithi lonke nxa libuya ekhaya libhalise ngesikhathi seChristmas?
Akufanele bevune sizobhalisa.
Ye, kodwa abanye phela bathi abasuze bebhalise ngoba ukuvota kula ncedo wena ukubona njani?
Ukuvota kubalulekile ukuyekela akusizi ngalutho ngoba ma ungavota uthi kahlale esikhundleni lowo muntu.
Mhm.
Lungile.
Ye, akufanele
sibhalise ukuvota kunye ubonakale ukuthi siyamkhupha.
Ye, akufaka isicelo sakho kuhulumende weZimbabwe sibili khuluma khona apha sibakhulule sizwe.
Ukuthi ama-office avulwe siyenelise ukubhalisa thina singaphandle kwelizwe engasivaleli ngaphandle ngoba singabantwana beZimbabwe. So the government must open offices for us as we are outside of the country. So we want to register to vote because the vote is important to us. We are citizens of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Sibongile kakhulu, sibakhulule.
Okay, thank you.
So you know the reason why he's making this appeal is that he believes that this second phase is going to end before Christmas. So he says, no. There are so many people who are coming from Johannesburg, come from Haberun and other countries, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, no, they must open so that those people coming from outside can register to vote.
Regatiende kunemwe mutereri mkoma chakachaya makadi. Hello.
Hello, makanyenyu.
Makanyoresa kuvota here, tingangoti chakachaya musati manyoresa.
Ari sadza nyoresa kati. Tikutoenda ako kunyoresa ku.
Ah, saka hisati chachaya because kana musati unyoresa ka hapana kuchaya kwachaita.
Ayo andafara sere kuti ndamuchongwa.
Ayo taura hichi.
Ndamupopa pfungwa dzangu.
Mhm.
Ya pfungwa dzangu ndedzekuti ndarangosikurudzirana nevana veZimbabwe kuti aiwa zvavava kuita vachiita sevakunatsiridza panyaya yekunonyoresa kuvota apa panyaya yemaresidential iyi pachena hatiinda imanje kana vava kusaina iyo vezeti zvino kana paofisa vanga motive gere kuti saina chakwachereko tikibva kuno South Africa tongoita takaita dutu ikoko zvino zvikatopinda obviously hatichatamburi manje nenyaya yemaresidential addresses zvinenge zvakureruka wasi
handiti ka haiwa tinotenda zvekuru tichifunga kuti haasi sezvandataura chinochaya kana manyoresa
haiwa tiri tinochaya ngoma
handiti ka haiwa tinotenda zvikuru muchikurudzirana kuti munonyoresa kuvhota nevamwe
orit ngoma haiwa tiri kunonyoresa hatiregi tova kutobvisa tova kutopiri guru hurumende nechisimba
haiwa kwete nechisimba munoshandisa vhoti Chakachaya, he says that he is on his way to go and register. He's in South Africa. So hopefully he manages to register on time. Voting, of course, is very important in any democracy.
He's got a lot of energy.
Oh, indeed.
So, Konapo Okona. Akutsho ukuthi wena ngokubona kwakho waye abantu abanye besithi abazoze befuna ukubhalisa mgogo
anzwa ngithi ten
kulabela abantu abathi abasoze bebhalisa ukuvota ukuthi babhalise ukugwalulwa khona lolo kwenziwa kuyini khonokho
izizathu zingabe zikhona zizinengi ngoba kuhamba kuchiyana ngomuntu ngamuntu kodwa mina ngakhuthaza izizalwane zonke zeZimbabwe ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi basebenzise ilungelo labo lokuthi bayenelise ukuyavota. Abantu kufanele babekwazi ukuthi amagwalo wonke lana enika abantu ilungelo lokuvota ngaphambilini akasasebenzi. So kulungiswa ugwalo olutsha olokubhalisa abantu ukuthi benelise ukuvota. So kutsho ukuthi umuntu wonke kufanele azinikele ukuthi asebenzise lelo lungelo lakhe aliphiwa yisekelo sombuso ukuthi ahambe ayovota kodwa lokho angakwenza kuphela nxa angenelisa ukuthi abhalise
so kodwa-ke abanye phela bathi abasoze bebhalise ngoba akuncedi ukuthi bavote ngoba impumela yangkhona iyaziwa ungathi nakhona
angikholi ukuthi ngingatsho njalo ngoba nxa abantu bengakayivota kathi impumela yakhona ingaziwa njani abahambe bayokwenza iphume leyo mpumela awungeke ukuthi uthi wena impumela iyaziwa kungakavotwa njalo ukuvota lokho kuqalisela ekubhaliseni ukuthi abantu bahambe bayovota yikho sikhuthaza ukuthi iveki ikhili bonke okungazinda abantu njalo kwenza ukuthi abantu bacine bedonda ukubhalisa sifuna ukuthi kube lula ukuthi abantu benelise ukuthi babhalise ukuthi babe lelungelo lokuvota ngoba kungaba nzima ukuthi abantu babhalise bagcina besekela ukuthi babhalise kufanele kube yinto elula nje ukuthi umuntu anelise ukuthi akwenze
Yes, she's actually urging people to go register and so that they can be eligible to vote. So, the second story on Love, Labos of Tumani, Baba Love Gunjani?
Yeah, I want to buy a palisa. Kodwa kunohlupho ngalokho engudingileyo
khuluma
ngingathola amadoda abonele eduzane ama-visual impaired abangaboniyo bayakhala bayabuzwa ukuthi kathi manje njengoba kurejistwa ona nxa berejistwa babetshelwa laphana ukuthi asesibhalile ibizo lakho abesekholwa ngukholo
Uh-huh.
We are living in the days of the highest technology. Especially my computer, Kuluma, and America, I was a much of the software, Kuluma.
Ukuthi
abantu abangasebe-registeriwe kunikwe i-feedback labo bafake ama-headphones bazizwele ukuthi they are registered because they are part of the land. And then into enzisa ubuhlungu ukuthi uma sewuzavota sewubuya ku-ballot system liyana. Information yama-candidates is not trailed. So abantu bazaqalisa ukunyenyezela izipawusi zabo kumbe benyenyezela o-officer, then how what is the proof yokuthi bakhonokho abakufunayo kufakiwe njalo i-confidence yabo phela iyangisifazakayo njeisefite ndikhumbula-ke mfowethu ukuthi abantu laba abanjalo bane balutshwana ezigabeni mhlawumbe wacithengela ukubani kanti abayithiwa bahabeniphethe athi sifazakala uhamba njani ngaye itakundaba yankona. So kwesi sikhathi abantu ababangaboni bayafisa futhi sesibavalelayo labantu abangaboni ababonayo sesidwa ebuholi. Why don't you tizenga siyabathatha abantu abanjani hlale labo phansi ukuze ukuthi singenzani babakhele ukuthi no umuntu angaboni usebenzisa into zabo lezi ezidivi ukuthi kungase senzi laba angaboni isisingulit accommodate the interpol yesefit.
Lapho uyibeka sibili ebandla.
Ufuna ukungena kwezobufazi.
Siyakuzwa sibili uyibeka ebandla sibili. So ke wena uthi kuthweni babandlovu?
Ngibona ngani ke abo trade kumatara awula anya noma ethnic organization zimela babo nye ukuthi abantu abantu bangabona ukwenza i research ukuthi ngani le decision ngoba that is part of the system they are part of the human they said
hayi siyakuzwa Ndlovu.
Ngiqale limi ukurejista umbuso asiyawuthola limi ukurejista until abantu abezele esinambi singaletha kuyisebenzi basifikile lathina sifundilini esinawu-tekileyo.
Ye, so wena ukhulumela ye ukhulumela bona lawe unjalo yini ukuthi awuboni kahle
lami njalo mfowethu ngizisa ukuthi-ke zisitekhesokusinyeza silamasiabantu bane-attitude ukuthi basikhathe sindlini sisebenzele khenukwazi ukuthi singancedwa njani ibetenanothing about us ayithe sizazinjani ivasatplatform.
Hayi, ubeke kuhle kakhulu. Sizathi ukuthi sezifollow up ngakhonokho sesibhala i-news sibili ukuthi siza kudinga sikufake ibandla. Sibongele kakhulu Ndlovu.
Zwana ukuthina forward lani ukuthi 7 the spirit ifake inhliziyo ze disability noma uye ukuthi vele azinazo ekubona ngakho kodwa kodwa sikhumbula sesibili ukuthi sibe siyama police lesho sesinyenyeza siyakwazi ukufaka ukuthi dangerous lokuyani.
Ukubeka kuhle kakhulu Ndlovu ungadinga kusasa Ndlovini. Yeah, so that was Mr. Ndlovu. You know, he says he's visually impaired and he's really expressing a lot of disgruntlement in terms of people that are visually challenged. He says, you know, there is some software that can be used for those people to actually hear. Whenever they press the machine, then can tell you that maybe you have registered. So right now, there's no guarantee that when they go to the ZK officials, they are actually registered. So there's no evidence. Even if they are given those slips, those slips are not written in Braille, you know. So there's absolutely no evidence that they're being registered. Secondly, he says, you know, this kind of thing that they go to the polling booth itself when they are voting, and then they have to whisper their kind of candidates to another person, is rather degrading. He says, therefore, their votes are not secret. So at the end of the day, he says that should be changed. Then lastly, he said Studio 7 itself should actually be forward-looking. You know, like introduce some kind of programs that cater for disabled people. He says we need that kind of thing. Otherwise, they're just in the wilderness.
Let's tombozo kira kunamu zare mkoko tisatatura mwemtere. Tichitarisa panyaya hiyo yekunyoresa kuvota, vakawanda vanga vachichema chemawo Muzvari Mukoko kuti nyaya yeproof of residence ndo iri kuvakanganisa kuti vange vachinyoresa. Pangagadziriswa sei semaonero enyu?
Blessing in this at the Pindura Mvunzo yoyo. Ndandiri kuda kungotsimira zvataurwa navandu zvine chekuita nevanhu vakaremara. Zvakakosha kuti patiri kuenda mberi uye ichokwadi kuti kune zvakawanda zvaitwa zvinowanika zvinogona kuti vanhu ivavo vagone kuzviitira zvinhu zvavo vega kana kupinda vachinovhota vari vega nekuti mapepa anenge akanyorwa zvinoita kuti kana asingaoni anogona kuverenga ega achiverenga achiona kuti apa ndo pandiri kuda pane kuti zvinhu kuvhota kwako ndo zvinozikanwa nemumwoyo mako asi kune vamwe zvinzi ngavashedzere kuti ndiri kuda pakati inyaya yakakosha iyoyo kuti vanhu vezeki vapinde mune zvazviri kuitira kuti vanhu ava vagone kuzvimirira vega nekuti chichemo chiripo ndechekuti kana vachiramba vachingobatsirwa zvinoreva kuti vanoramba vach
foni iyo inenge yambodzima chinoratidza kuti tivafonere foni yamuzvare namukoko yamboti dzimei tichadzoka kwavari regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri vanyanhongo makadii vanyanhongo nhare yacho inenge yati endetsei gibs of course the issue that Mr. Ndlovu raised, I think it's very important that we used to have that the segment catering for the disabled. Yeah. I think that should be brought to the fore. But of course, for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the biometric voter registration exercise. What is important to note is that, you know, even if you voted in 1980, 85, 2000, 2013, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is in the process of putting in place a new voters roll. So everyone has to register anew. You can't say I voted before. This is a different voter registration exercise. So it's important that everyone does register. Kutaura kwa tukutaura ndizve kuti munhu wese hazvina basa kuti wakambonyoresa kuvhota muna 1980, 85, 90, 2000, 2013 ichi chirongwa chitsva chiri kureva icho kuti vanhu vese vanofanira kunyoresa patsva nekudaro zvakakosha kuti munhu wese aende kunonyoresa kwete kuzoti tuturu tuturu papolling station gore rinouya uchiti ah ndakambovhota wani muna 2013 izvozvo hazvishande nekudaro munhu wese anokurudzirwa kuti anga achienda iye kuti aende kunonyorisa kuvhota gibs
yes yes pale loko okumometwe ke likasi leVOA ndevele kuFacebook sinopolite kwakuba maphosa uti ngibukele ngisebhilitane kuzobuya uGilson Madanire uti blessing and gifts for president so I know who the president can be and the deputy we know the deputy
yeah he said blessing and gifts which means the I formed my own party.
So people, I can see that people are liking me as president. I can see they like this. No. Then September Michael Moyo says, I'm watching you guys from Namibia. And then Paul Kwakuba, Polite Kwakuba again says, so reading has started on registration. Then Sakile Liline Upalewati, Emina Napalisa Njalo, a voter. Kota imbuzo yabo ikuti uhlala ngapi address iyo inkinga kuzobuya njalo Gilson zebhala futhi uti 31 July 2013 to 31 July 2015 is the foundation of all Zimbabweans to celebrate regardless of their political differences. It is the foundation of the end of ZANU-PF rule. Register to vote. Then Ntombi yakonyati Mdluli says amatshona dube ye ngitshonile mamdluli tshona njani kuzobuya ke lo Moses Makhula uthi hayi ye siyakubingelela lati mfowethu so kubuya ke uPat Zwane uthi what is shona for as we can hear so here let me explain to you when we are doing live talk we use three languages Pat so it's Ndebele shona in English so we just mix them so that we you guys you can hear this language or the other so that we don't exclude anyone kuzobuya ke uncube uthi linjani siyaphila uncube khona ngapho so ke ulobani khonapho ngizokuthi osilo muntu ecingwen
mhlambeasindebele
ye tongasindebele ye kulobaba lapho khona ecingweni siyakubona mnumzana Hello, kunjani baba?
Ngiyaphila baba, njani?
Yeyibizo lesibongo?
Ngibaba Mthakiwa Roy.
Ngubani?
Ngibaba Mthakiwa, ngingedali umkhoma Gibbs nomkhoma Blessing lapha eStudio.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu umkhoma Gibbs sekhulu.
Okay, ke Mthakiwa ndothi ngisekhulu.
Oh, Mthakiwa.
Yeah.
Ah, Mthakiwa, khuluma ke Mthakiwa. Khuluma sizo baba.
Yeah. Ndokumbira kupa overview yangu pane zvarutaurwa izvi.
Taura baba.
Tinzwe.
Andizivi kuti apa apa tinoda kunyoresa mukoma Gibbs, ne?
Mhm.
Saka kumusha kwedu kutakura tichingozviona uye tiri mukati mazvo. Zviri kungoratidza kuti nyangwe tikavhota zvino zvazviri kuda kuti zviite zvatiri kuda. Mutambo wacho nakubva kare uri kungotendeka divi rimwe chete. Tinoda kuvhota izvi. Right? Chatiri kuona kuti bhora racho rinoziva mungavasungu vemaoko kunzi yai titambe. Kana kuti sadza riri kubikwa rogoiswa papa kunzi yai tidye. Ndozvira sei ndakasungwa maoko.
Asika. Vamutsvaki mukasanonyoresa kuvhota amuone here kuti mune maramwira munda kumakudu
kwete mukoma Blessing ndiri kuda kuenda ipapo apa kutaura kwete udzo kuti pane maopponents kana kuti ivo vatongi vari mukati nebasa here vadi kuti tiite fair play toziva mupolitics yehongu vanozviti hakuna fair play but zvedu zvanyanya kuti vamwe takura vamwe tava nezvizvikuru kana kuti hanene zvatalandete zvinoita here kuti vanhu vari kuda kuvhota izvozvi kuzimbabwe kuti takanzwa kuti vanhu vaikangasela kuchitungiza koko vakabatwa vachida kuudza vanhu vanzei tinovhota tinyorese vakarobwa then varobwa ndo vanhu vari kuenda zvekunotungwa kumatare ezimhosva vanhu vakasungwa vairobwa ndobva tinongoona kuti nyange tikati tiende tinonyoresa zvakangooma mukoma Blessing asi handisi kuda hangu kupa kuchinesi kumazimbabwe handei tinonyoresa kuvhota but ndiri kungotsiurawo vari kutitonga kuti tisasungane maoko ngatitambe ibhora zvakanaka
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamutsvakiwa ndizvo handiti
ndizvozvo baba
tinotenda zvikuru
zvakanaka
regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri vagoronga makadii
adiva kuru vangu
aiwa tiri nani zvedu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu
regai nditange nokumukokwazi angu mukoma Joni kana vakateererawo panguva ino
ndofunga vakateerera asahwira wenyaya
kuti chakachaya rwendo runo hatiende kwese tindoregista
ya
kana iye ine yatiri kupuwa patapinda pafase 2 iye inei hatisatamba nomukana kunyanyanya vechidiki handei nouwandu hwedu nonguva yakuti tigure muswe tigure govo muswe taneta nokutambudzwa neutungamiriri hwatinawo saka tinokumbirisa zvikuru sei sekunge kuzvakasendirawo kwatiri uko unova iko kumba ndamboda kundambopa hurudziro kuna senator wedu mudharadhongi Marava kuti basa sebasa chairman Mr. Gumbi Mr. Ziki vari organizing secretary Mr. Dumbu pazaka west apa namukoma Chikwaya ndima yamuri kurova ngatirambe takashinga ngatikurudzira nematunhu ose kuti ndonguva yokutanga nekupedzisira hatichadi kutambudzwa nemharapa dzese dzatakatarisana nadzo idzi
saka iyo kurudziro yamuri kuita yekuti vanhu vanonyoresa kuvhota iri kutambirwa here
iri kutambirwa zvakanyanya kunyange nevanhu vari kuno kwatiri kunana Joni uku vari kuti ivo pana December pavanoenda kumbawo vari kutokurudzira zvikuru kuti chakachaya
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vagoronga
tinokutenda iwo nemi
thank you so much you heard there from Mr. Goronga Gibbs is urging youth especially to go and register so that they can vote in next year's elections Gibbs
so silabantu ke abathumeza ama message Blessing lapha so umunye wabo ngizibusiso ndabaningi moyo uthi ngikhona lapha ke kwele Botswana abantu sebexakile kakhulu ngomongameli Mgabe abasamfuni bebethembe iMDC Alliance nanku la kuzipo nguu yehluleka uwehlukana aisa stronga ngako ngako itinga ukuthi votelwe ngesikhathi esingayisiso pho kuvotwe lwebandi kumele senzeni bantu benkosi. So he's asking what to do, you know, in terms of voting. He says the MTC alliance appears to be weak, and but they're still demanding or maybe looking for votes, you know. And then we've got another person who wrote a message here. That is Mthobisi Ndlovu. He says, inkohlakalo ekuhulumende ophethe eZimbabwe iyesabeka inukela ngisho uNkulunkulu ezulwini yalitshela sibili. Yikho okwenza kube lakho konke konoku ongana kukhanya kwele Zimbabwe. So this guy says there's too much corruption in government, and so he doesn't believe that there could be any free and fair election.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Noma N. Mlalazi Nikki writes, sewinile vele uMongameli Mugabe, poke abantu bavotelane. So according to Noma, you know, the president has already won the next election, you know, even before the registration ends. So then she says, why are these people going to vote?
Yeah.
So she's really disappointed about the voting process in Zim. Then Western Zweli Kumalo says, Mugabe wathi unama tricks ang 100. So far, since they say any load, so say they ang 99. So what is the use for people to vote then? Ngobona kwami ngabe aku voting ngitsho nomuntu yedwa until this man steps down. So he's actually quoting the president, saying that he once referred to himself as a person with so many tricks, and he said he had 100 tricks, and so far he had only used one trick towards elections. So he says 99 of those that still remain. Oh yeah, it's a problem.
99 problems for the opposition. Arigatina kuna Farirai Manyere Magadi.
Ni magadi kwa gare ku DC Washington.
Kuno ndizo zvemutoa kumwaka oma kumwe munyoro.
Aiwa ndizo zvotinongo shuvira kuti dezo zvanaka zvatinakira tese tiri kuno ku South Africa.
Aiwa ndizo zvanzi kurembera kuri nani pane kudona.
Ndiyo chokwadi, uye hatifani kuti tirambire munda kumakudo.
Ichokwadi.
Tinokurudzira vese vana vemuZimbabwe kuti ngati rejestei, ndakatobva kuoyo sondera pera rineri. Ndikati hati rejestei, tikarejesta takawanda hatimbobirwi sekutaura kunoita vazhinji. Hati rejestei, kana toenda kunovhota tonovhota chiziva zvatiri kuita, havangambokwanisi kutibira. Kana vatibira ndopatinobva tavataurira kuti aiwa matitorera kodzero dzedu tichiziva zvatakaita sei. Kana takawanda hatingambokundwi navashoma.
Saka pakunonyoresa apa makatora nguva yakareba sei, zvanga zviri nyoreri?
Aiwa zvanga zviri nyore, ndakatopuwa bepa nehanzi nazizwai ndandiri pachitungwiza patown center paya. Ndovakatonditi murogara kupi, ndandogara Mzengeza 4 ovazizwai vati vati hano problem, muri vanhu vakuru, chindai hanambopinda muraini. Kwabva ndanosvika ndichinotorwa mafingerprints minwe yese nepicture yangu zvatiuya imone zvatakuitai hazvakangonaka naka zvokutoti ndaramba ndanyoresawo pandinonovhotera kana ndadzokera. Saka zvinhu zvakangonaka dei hama dzangu dzese tikaramba tine mwoyo umwe chete tiinde kunorejista nevakuru veduwo vanomiririra maconstituencies patakavhotera. Vanokumbira kuti mvumire here kumapurisa kuti tiinde kunoudzawo vanhu vakativhotera zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika. Vatiita musangano, vatipinda muvanhu, ndonguva yekuti tivazive futi kuti tizive kutiwo zvechokwadi vanhu ava vane rudo nesu sevanhu vavo. Zvino kana vachingotaura vari ukoko vasingapindi mundima mavari kunotsvaka rutsigiro, zvinorambidzwa here? Plus vote inozi free and fair, handiti inotangira ipapa pa registration tichienda mberi. Ndosaka dai kuri kuti ivo vamakarawo vanzwisisawo vatinzwira tichi varege kuonekwa sevakarerekera rimwe divi, vaite zvinhu zviri jekereri, vatinyatsoudzawo vanhu kana kupamukana ivo maMP edu vapinde mukati mundima vachitiudza kuti ndo zvinofanira kuti zviitwe. uye nesiwo kuno tiri kuno diaspora dai vanga vaitawo ndakaona kukinya munomu kujudhek uko vanhu vachitovhota vekukinya kwesi tinotadziswa nei
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamanyere tinotenda zvikuru
maita basa murambe muchingotipo tirambe tichikurudzira vana vedu kuti havavhote kuti nyika yedu isununguke
aiwa tinotenda chirongwa ndechenyu
ndizvozvo maita basa mukoma wangu
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs you heard from Mr. Manyere there he is saying that one of the issues he raised many issues but he says in Kenya people in the diaspora were allowed to vote he says it's possible Zimbabwe can do the same Gibbs
yes no Virginia Moyo ekumweni lapha useBotswana Virginia Moyo kunjani
yaphila
ungabona ngone Botswana kona
yise Francis Town
ko akwetonoda
ai yise Francis Town Street
akunjela into emnandi edlwetonoda kwithi
inde
into emnandi kakhulu inyama edlwetonoda kutwa kwithi
yidonki
wawahamba kona ngale
angikaze ngihambe ngiyakwazi kodetonota ngiyake ngikufike nje for imicimbinyana nje
ye thina abanye zayiwosa singakwazi ukuthi inyama yani ye so akutsho ke ukuthi wena siwabhalisa yini ukuthi uvote ntombi
hayi ngiyafika mbhalisa ekhaya uhamba kwami melithi ngihambe maduzane ngizafika mbhalisa
uhamba nini phela
but ngatshelwa ngomunye ucc wathi kuyaphela ngo-December so I have to be there before December ngiyebhalisa at least
kutshoni kuwe nxa uyabhalisa kuhle ubesuvota kuyaba kusitshoni ku
kutsho utshintsho ukuthi kumele ukuthi indosipintshe vele ngoba akumelanga ukuthi sila kulahlwa mbeleko ngokufelwa sinxa isindebele sisitsho noma ngasazi kahle
hayi usitshaya kuhle sibili
chuta kulahlwa mbeleko ngokufelwa kumele sihlale sizama akusik ukuthi okuyenzeke ngomnyaka ophelileyo ngezikhathi ezidlilileyo kuzohlala kwenzakala mhlawumbe kungaba le change ngoba ezikhathini ezidlileyo azangavota so ngibona ingani lamingxa nje okungiqhuba ukuthi ngiyevota kungaba lokutshintshayo lakho omunye oseceleni kwami kungamthinta laye kungatshintshi
kuqatheke kanganani kuwe kakhulu ngumisisi Moyo kumbe ngumisi Moyo
miss
nkosazana Moyo kuqatheke kuwe kanganani ukuthi uvote sibili
kuqakathekile kakhulu ngoba niyabona impilo yokuphilela ngaphandle ungaphileleli izweni lakini ayikho mnandi kakhulu iyazisa usizi kakhulu ngoba awu kathesi so ungakhangela kathesi abantu siseze ezindlini zabantu kodwa singabantu sifundile silezikolo so kusho ukuthi kuyasinzimela so kuqakathekile ukuthi sizivota ngoba uma singavota kungatshintsha mhlawumbe lathi singakwazi ukuthi sibuyele emakhaya labangakwanisanga ukufunda babhala bapasa bebekwazi ukuthi babhale baqhubeke ngezikolo labo njengabanye abantu kwezindawo ngoba vele imfundo kayikhulelwa lazi ukuphucuka kakukhulelwa liyakwanisa ukuphucukile izwe anytime abantu baphucuke noba sebebadala
wena ufunde okunganani owangakwenza ukuthi usebenze ezindlini khona
mina ngabhala uform 4 ngaripita ngabhala futhi bathi ke ngesikhathi kwasekumele ukuthi lami ngiqhubekele phambili kwayehlula ngoba imali zangikhona zasezindlini ukuthi ziphume ebadaleni so ngase ngimele ukuthi lami ngigcwalisise ama-subject ami lami ngikwazi ukuthi lami ngikwazi ukuthi ngiyadinga lami emakholeji mhlawumbe ngithi ngingene lapha lalapha ngibe umuntu eyenza kuyibhizinesi nyana or-something but kwayehlula ngazithola lami sembambothweni
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke nkosazana Virginia Moyo khona ngapho kule Botswana ngwathimela kusasa
yebo ngiyabonga
sibonge kakhulu so that is Virginia Moyo she says she's going to Zimbabwe to register to vote because to her is very important because most Zimbabweans who are educated are working very menial jobs in Botswana so she says they cannot take it anymore
I think we have Ms. Mkoko back the connection was bad Ms. Mkoko are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yes, there is a surprisingly high number of callers. This is not the first time. We hear about this complaint consistently ever since the registration exercise started. They are saying that, well, there's no need to go and register because the election is going to be rigged anyway. What's your take on all of this?
I think when I started speaking to you, I said in the past, one of the issues that caused a lot of disgruntlement was the issue of the voters' roll.
Mm-hmm.
So I think now we have got an opportunity of starting on a clean slate in terms of getting a new voters' roll. And I think as Zimbabweans, we need to rally behind this process
mm-hmm.
so that we are able to exercise our rights.
Mm-hmm. But now with this intimidation that some are alleging is going on, is it still not going to create problems for people? Many were thinking that this might solve some problems. But now some are saying that, well, now we have all the evidence that we need. We know where you would have voted. Your vote is not a secret anymore.
And I think this is where Zach needs to come in
mm-hmm.
and come in with a bold voice
mm-hmm.
to ensure that Zimbabweans are not instilled with fear.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is where they need to play their role.
Mm-hmm.
Let Zimbabweans know what the BVR system can do and cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as they keep quiet without a frank statement in terms of intimidation. But I think if you also look at our Electoral Act, mm-hmm. there are ways of dealing with people if they intimidate others. The people who are doing this are known.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the right message just needs to be sent out
mm-hmm.
so that this process of biometric voter registration is not hijacked mm-hmm. for interests of particular political parties.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well,
so I think for mm-hmm. me, I actually see that there is a way of dealing with what is happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's expose those people who are intimidating citizens.
Mm-hmm.
They are known in these communities. I think the right message just needs to be sent out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Very powerful remarks there. So, but you know, Ms. Mkoko, what is problematic? Most probably, is the issue of defending the vote. What is going to happen this time around?
Hello.
What is going to happen in terms of defending the vote? You know, last time there was a problem that some people believed very much that Mr. Tsvangirai won. You know, and there was no kind of, move to defend the vote. So people are still posing that same question. How do you defend the vote?
Yes, I think what is important at this stage is that for us to get to the stage where people will talk about defending the vote, we need to have ensured that people have registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is the first step.
But some
so people just need to take that bold step to register to vote so that mm-hmm. they are able to defend their vote. But if they don't, how do you then begin mm-hmm. to defend your vote if you have not registered to vote?
But some are looking for plan A. You know, what happens if they register to vote and get the vote that they want? What is going to happen if somebody says, I'm not going to tell you who actually won?
That will be problematic.
Uh-huh.
But I think if we take one step at a time, it will facilitate for us to be able to sort out the issues that we need to be dealing with.
Uh-huh. Tombo taura nechishona muzvare mukoko tichitarisa dambudziko riri kuwanikwa nevamwe kumaruwa vari kuti tiri kutorerwa maslips edu tozonzi tinenge takuona kuti wavhotera papi gore rino zvingakwanisike here semazira amunoita mishina iyi mamboendawo kunoongorora sarudzo kune dzimwe nyika
Inini zvandiri kungokumbira ndicharamba ndichizvikumbira kusvika mashoko iwayo aburitswa pamhetenyuro agoburitswa mumapepa nawo mangwanani masikati nemanheru kuti zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe zvizive kuti mishina yebhizi havangatiunzire mishina inoita kuti vanhu vadzikanwe kuti vavhotera pasi saka vanhu vezeki vane chitsvambe chekuti vatsanangurire zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvizive kuti zvavari kutaurirwa munzvimbo dzavari hazvizvirizvo ndavabude pachena vadzidzise zvizvarwa zvese zvenyika ino kuti vese vari kuvatyityidzira vari kuvatyityidzira nhando hakuna munhu achateerwa kana maserial numbers ari kunyorwa tiri kuzviziva kuti munzvimbo dzakawanda vanhu vari kunyoreswa maserial number ngakungobuda mashoko akatsetseka anobva kuzeki chikumbiro chatiinacho kuna Justice Makarau kuti mashoko iwayo ngaabude mumitauro yese yemunyika muno meZimbabwe mitauro yese inocherechedzwa nebumbiro redu remitemo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nekujekesa ipapo rikatiende kune mumwe mutereri redu evagovha makadii
Halo, ndakasimba masimbao.
Aiwa, tiripo manyoresa here kuvhota.
Kunyoresa ndanga ndatoendawo nhasi kundonyoresa zvino ndangoona zvinhu zvacho zvimaitirwa zvanga zvichiitwa anomonyatsondifadza.
Chii chisina kukufadzai?
Panenge pakapindawo anenge mapoliticieni nezvimapepa ndonyatsozvizwisisa kuti zvimapepa zvanga zviringori zvei especially ndakatarisa mudirikini kune vanhu kumapato rezanup f iri chipepa chandaona ichova hatinonyatsondifadza zvavo
saka
ndimbotoya kuda kuti ndivabvunze asenda zvingonoti ha rekandisiyane nazvo asi chikuru chandi kuru nyanya ku ndinogara ndichiteerera zvangu studio 7 zvikuru ndichizwa vanhu vachiramba vachitaura vachiti izvoni hazvina zvatinobatsira kuenda kunovhota nekuti tagara tichinongobirirwa ichocho zvimire ichocho inini maonero angu hazvina kunaka
asi imi ndiko magovha hamuna kufanana nevanhu ivavo here kana mabva musina kunyoresa muchadzokera futi here kana kuti
ndinotofanira kutonodzokera bhozi inini handiramwe kai ini handiramwe bhozi situatheni yandakaona kubvira kudhara muno muZimbabwe ka nezvimiro zvatiri kutoitwa zviri kuitika zvacho ka hatitombofa zvakambondidzosera mashure kuti ndiende kunovhota ende ndinonovhotera papozisheni yandiri kuda kutyirana zvaita saka ndinotofanira kutodzokera futi handinete
aiwa kana makadaro
ndinokurudzira zvangu vanhu vese chikuru chandokurudzira vanhu vese vari kuti hanzi ngatisaende kunovhota ngatisaende kunovhota kana kuti ngatisaende kunorejista hazvina zvazvinobatsira ngatitoendai tonorejista tonovhota ende tichinovhota tichiita zviri kufunga mupfungwa dzako ndozvamufanira kuita chirangwa chinhu chakashata zvikuru hatifanira kurangwa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vagovha
aiwa ndotenda imi nezvamunoita bhozi muri kutiburitsira mashoko akanaka zvikareba nezvese neinfomesheni yakakwana emaramba makadaro
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vagovha that's Mr. Govade initially said that he wanted to go and register to vote today but unfortunately there are some political issues that he did not mention but he was not happy so he says he will go back tomorrow and then try to register but he's urging Zimbabweans to go and register in their millions
yes lo baba ke uthabani ngwenya sicase ngaye sibili isikhathi sasihambile baba ngwenya kunjani
eh kunjani bakuduwe
siphila kakhulu uthalo ufuna ukwengela kuhlelo tshova sizwe
I know man yazi kunenkinga lana dubela
iphosa sizwe
inkinga elana dube abantu bakithi mani kasizameni ukuhlakanipha sivuke nini man inkinga yakithi mani abantu bakithi angazi umbele uzwelo roy kungena kakhulu ichecha angazi umgabe asimenini kancane ukuthi sivumeni kekhethweni naye dala losegugiriro
so
next year 94 years kusizani ukuvotela lo muntu elikwazi ovehleze esitshontshela amavoti njalo nje ekugcineni kudala sivota sivotela into efanayo empeleni njengamanje lubaba sewinile seqedile ngathi siya ekhethweni njengamanje akuthi sisize ngaludo lokho lokhu kakuyekwe abantu nganje bayatoyitoya umgabe kastepe down isikhathi sakhe sokuthi aphumule manje sesifikile ima-step down mgabe ma-step down kuphela nje sikhathele umdala lo sihluphekile sesigugele emgwaqweni okwamataya ezimota sisezi sigijima sihlupheka sihlupheka ungena e-bed bridge ungena nzima emabhoda lapho udwala nzima ufuneka imali kuwe
enza kwenza uhlelo olulandelayo ngiwenza kudobha kuqala so sibongele kakhulu Ngwenya
ya ngiyabonga mina kodwa ngizibuhlungu
ye sibongele kakhulu Ngwenya ungathina kusasa silolo baba-ke u-Brian Thabete ecingweni Thabete kunjani
ilaninanjani khonapho
ye ngamafishane sibili ungathini khonapho-ke ngokubhalisa ugwalo lokuvota
ngibona ngani ugwalo lo kuyindaba le yokuvota le very difficult ngokuthi yena umgabe he doesn't want anyone to take over the country. That's what he said. I've got a video mentioning that, you know, I don't want any other political party try and take over ZANU-PF. They will run them down and put them in the intimidation or other you disappear. So how can we deal with such a person? But there's one way, if he ever wins in this election, we must do whatever, like Spain, what they did. We need to get together and demonstrate and put him down. That's the only way me I see it. Because into the voter day, we're just wasting our time.
I see how
all these years it's been going on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, this cut is just going on.
It's cooking him as rain, corner for circus, and look, but it's a failing thing there. The only thing is to put pressure and force and get these people out. Because
he's got the money and the we. Yes, I'm going to get a little bit of a blessing. I'm going to get a little bit
of of course, I could hear he was a bit agitated.
Yeah, the two of them very agitated. One said, let's boycott the election altogether. And this other guy says, the best plan is for people to toy, to actually remove this guy by means of what is happening in Spain, you know. Go to the streets, demonstrate, and finish him off instead of going for the vote.
Miss Mkoko, your take on this, is this not the problem now when people no longer believe in democracy that we end up having these thoughts of people saying that, you know, let's resist, let's take it to the streets, not the ballot box?
It is a challenge, but I think I will insist that we just need to go through this registration process. But at the same time, I will also insist that we need to read the registration process of all the intimidation that is going on at the moment so that people begin to have confidence in the system. Because once people have lost confidence in a system that they are supposed to believe in, then we have got a problem. So it is a challenge that is before all stakeholders to ensure that citizens go back to trusting and believing and having confidence in the system of our election.
And your organization is doing a great job indeed. You are recording all these incidents. If people are intimidated, where should they go if they want to report your organization?
If people are intimidated, we encourage them to get in touch with us as the Zimbabwe Peace Project. They can use the number 754. Sorry, you got me before I got my numbers correct. 754176 is a number that they can call. They can also get us on email at the ZPT info at myzpp.com.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we have run out of time, but of course, we have those numbers that people are free to call us, and then we can give you the numbers. Thanks to our guest this evening, director of the Zimbabwe Peace Project, Ms. Justina Mukoko. Thanks to our viewers, callers, and our crew behind the scenes. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night.